Referrals are often considered the golden goose of running a services business. They come directly to you. They are often highly qualified, and they're already ready to buy. This allows you to grow your business while spending most of your time with the clients you do have without having to work a specific business development plan. There are some organizations that claim they're 100% referral grown, and while that may be true and great for them, it's generally not recommended as a strategy to rely on. After all, you can't control when referrals happen. That's not to say you shouldn't accept referrals. You definitely should. Just don't rely solely on them. And as you look to build your referral networks, clients are the best place to start. You can make it easy, compelling, and even fun for them to refer you. When you're purposeful about it, you'll greatly increase the odds that they will, and then you can count on referrals to represent a significant portion of your growth. That's what today's SpinSucks podcast is all about, how to make referring business to you fun for your clients and how to make you not feel gross about asking.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's jump right in with dispelling a little myth about asking for referrals. It's actually not an imposition. Truly, it often feels like an imposition, but think about it from the perspective of you loving a product or service. Don't you want to, and often do, tell the world, the entire world, shout it from the rooftops? The same goes for your clients. They want to send you clients because it makes them look good too. But just like everyone else, they're busy and it's not top of mind unless they're specifically asked. If, however, you make it incredibly easy for them to refer prospects to you consistently, everyone wins. I used to be a Vistage member. Vistage is a CEO member organization that sets up peer-to-peer groups because, as the saying goes, it's lonely at the top. But when you can network, brainstorm, and workshop with your peers, you quickly learn everyone has the exact same issues and challenges, and it's far easier to work through them as a team versus on your own. Part of the Vistage experience is each group has a chair or a leader of sorts. This person is paid by Vistage, and their job is to herd what I would say type A entrepreneurial cats, so to speak. You get a monthly one-on-one meeting with your chair to discuss things you may not want to bring to your group. In the beginning, my chair would come to our one-to-one meetings and at the end of each meeting, ask me if I could refer anyone to him. My mind would go completely blank every time. Of course, I know other entrepreneurs, but every time he asked, it was like I had no friends at all, let alone those who are also entrepreneurs. So he changed his tact. Every month, he would go through my LinkedIn contacts and make a list of 3 to 5 people who would make great prospects for him. He would present that list to me at the end of our meetings, and that made it significantly easier for me to say, "Oh yeah, you're right. My friend James is totally a great fit for this group. Duh." So let go of any fears about asking your clients if they can help you grow your business. It's actually in their best interest that you continue to grow too, so that you're around to continue to service their business. So let's talk strategy next. Let's talk about how to ask for referrals. There are a few things you can do to make getting referrals easier. A lot of organizations say something standard such as, "Do you know anyone who could benefit from working with us?" I guess it's better than doing nothing, but I'm willing to bet most people will go blank like I did when my Vistage chair asked when you get that question. You know who you want to work with. You know what kind of projects you want to take on. You know what your team has the bandwidth and ability to do. All of that should inform your ask. You'll be much more likely to get a good referral if your client knows exactly the kind of person they should send your way. It will go poorly for both of you if they send lead after lead who are terrible fits. To boot, if they're uncertain about the kind of new business that will help you, they'll err on the side of, well, not telling anyone about you. So instead of that, try something such as, "You know, we really enjoy working with you and we'd love to work with organizations that have similar needs. I know that you're a member of," and then insert industry organization, chamber, networking group, whatever it happens to be, and say, "If during your meeting next week, anyone mentions they're considering hiring a PR firm or they're unhappy with their current PR firm, would you do me the huge honor of making an introduction? So you make it really easy for them. You made it clear about the type of company and the type of service you'd like to work on. This works with specific projects, or if you're like my Vistage chair, specific organizations and people too. It's not that hard. Sure, it takes some research and a bit of elbow grease on your part, but it's far easier than, say, hiring a firm to cold call a list for you. Been there, done that, doesn't work. There are, however, good times and bad times to ask for referrals. This is probably a bit of a duh, Jenny, moment, but bear with me. The best times to ask your clients for referrals are when you've hit major milestones. For instance, we start every client relationship with a 2-day strategy session. With the exception of one time when I gave a client's money back to him about halfway through the first day, every client is ecstatic at the end of that session. That is a great time to ask for referrals. When you hit other major milestones, or you have a few months of great work under your belt, or you just got them a big win, also great times to ask for referrals. You don't want to constantly bombard your customers with request after request after request for new business. You'll exhaust them and they'll end up feeling like they're your unpaid salesperson. Not a good place to be, right? Time your request for referrals to coincide with when they've just had a great experience with you or when you know they're going to a meeting or a conference where your prospects also hang out. Though it's not necessary, if you have a referral program or a referral fee, the best time to tell your clients about it is during your onboarding process. We used to have a client who built oxidizers. Not a sexy business by any stretch of the imagination, but they were really savvy about their referral asking process. When they began working with a new client, they'd send a 6-gallon tin of Garrett's popcorn, Chicago mix, which by the way is caramel and cheese mixed together and it's divine. They would send that to them at the beginning of every relationship. If you've had Garrett's, you know why this is such a big deal. If you haven't, get yourself to Chicago and it will be my treat. It's that good. No strings attached, just a, hey, thanks for the business gift. And then after their first build with the customer was complete, they would say, hey, how'd you like to have a lifetime supply of that popcorn? Pretty much everyone would start salivating. Then they tell them that if they could make an introduction to XYZ company who they knew from research was going to have to build a new oxidizer in the next 12 to 18 months, they'd send the client a 6-gallon tub of popcorn every month forever. And it totally worked. Good for Garrett's too, right? Major coup for Garrett's from that perspective. On the other side of the coin, there are definitely times when you should not ask for referrals. These are mostly common sense, but as we like to joke, common sense isn't so common. I have a friend who will never forgive QuickBooks. To be fair, there is a lot to not forgive with QuickBooks. It's kind of, I use them, but yeah, there's a lot not to forgive. She called them to talk about their service, was on the phone for hours, talked to 4 different people, and ended up having to hang up without a resolution. After the phone call, she had a feedback form in her inbox from them, asking if she would recommend them to a friend. That's a really bad time to ask for a referral. If you've made a mistake, or the project is behind, or you're in any way managing the relationship, do not ask for referrals. Here's one last tip for you before I sign off for the week. If you can send referrals to your clients, do that. People are far more willing to reciprocate when you've started the process. So send referrals to your clients too. Do you have a referral strategy we didn't cover here? I'd love to hear about it. And so would the fantastic professionals in the SpinSucks community. Join us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. And if you know anyone who would be a great fit for the best community of communicators on the internet, bring them with you. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.